The announcement April 29 that a 4.2-acre bowling alley site in Burnaby has sold for more than $22 million per acre is the latest indication of developers' confidence that future home buyers and renters will be able to handle higher cost for new homes. It is a confidence apparently shared by Metro Vancouver municipalities and the Metro Vancouver region, which are raising development cost charges by up to 46% on residential construction in one of the most expensive housing markets on the planet. The latest round of eye-popping residential land prices seen in the first quarter of this year began with the sale of a 0.20-acre development lot at 1065 Pacific Street, Vancouver, which traded at $19 million, or the equivalent of $95 million per acre. Wall Financial Corp. closed on the property January 31, with the intent of rezoning the land and developing a 32-story rental building, according to Mark Goodman of Goodman Commercial Inc., which brokered the deal. Then, in March, Markin Development Corp. paid $21 million for a 0.76-acre land assembly site at 13511 to 13551 102nd Avenue in Surrey City Center. The land, priced at the equivalent of $27 million per acre, is approved for mixed-use residential towers at a floor-space ratio of 9 FSR. It sold at the full asking price. "We had multiple bids," said Stanley Chu of Gammon International Real Estate, Vancouver, who brokered the sale. In late April, Celtic Canada Development paid $94 million for the 4.2-acre former Brentwood Bowling Lanes land in Burnaby, with a plan to build 2 to 3 residential towers sometime in the next few years. The first quarter 2023, which also included a scattering of smaller multi-million-dollar residential land assemblies, carries on the pace of 2022, when $7.3 billion in land sales was reported by the Commercial Edge of the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver. This figure included industrial and commercial land but was dominated by residential investments. Land posted the highest sales volume of all commercial deals last year in the Lower Mainland, the Real Estate Board reports. Residential developers at the April Vancouver Real Estate Forum estimated that, even without land costs factored in, it already costs more than $600,000 per unit to deliver a bare-bones apartment in Metro Vancouver, due to rising input costs. While developers are competing to pay millions above assessment for land, development cost charges, DCCs, for residential developers are also increasing. The City of Richmond has raised its DCCs 47%, Coquitlam is up 33% and, in Vancouver, it now costs $32,000 in DCCs alone for a new 1,000-square-foot apartment. Metro Vancouver's board voted April 19 to have developers pay for 99% of the cost of future water and sewage infrastructure, starting next year. Dana Westermark, a Richmond developer, stated the obvious: homeowners and renters will be paying much more for new housing as land and development charges continue to increase. "It affects the end price of all housing," Westermark told Glacier Media. "It's delusional thinking that, somehow, development will absorb the cost and it won't get passed on."